Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final episode of The Collector on this wonderful 2014. I'm Joey, and I'm joined by Magenta. Hello.
Hey. Hello, everyone. I'm excited.
I'm very glad that this year's ending. Like, it ended well for me, but I'm ready for a new year.
No, I've had a really great year. Expecting more excitement. 2015, you know. Yeah, we survived, you know, the apocalypse and...
Well, that was 2012.
That was. And we're all going to just, like, wake up and we'll all be, this is just a dream, and robots have come and taken over or something.
What if we wake up in the morning and it's just like Back to the Future 2 and we're all dressed horribly and we have those hoverboards and...
that's cool. I'd be all right with that.
Well, technically, the hoverboards already exist. They're just in prototype stages right now, so...
Sweet. It is cold here, and I'm complaining because it's Texas, and it shouldn't be this cold, but it is balls-deep cold, so...
If my balls are deep in someone, it's not going to be very cold.
You should give the guest number, so if someone wants to call in and...
On that note, the call-in number is 516-387-1909. Call in, talk about whatever the hell you want. We're just getting crazy for a few minutes. And I'm going to celebrate New Year's in style by watching a scary movie and not realizing it's midnight and then going to sleep because I have work tomorrow. Woo.
Aww. Those people that have to work.
Well, yeah. I wish I didn't have to work and I could just sit at home and get money for no reason.
I know, right? Damn those people getting money for no reason. Oh.
Both
so do you have any
both
year
the lottery.
Resolution?
Yes.
Do you have any?
My New Year's resolution is to get the fuck out of Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Even if it's just for a vacation. I want to go to New Orleans.
Yes. We're going to have a good time.
I'm just going to not even give a crap when I'm in New Orleans. I'm just going to go crazy, get drunk, and just, like, make out with everything. Even the horses, I'm going to make out with everything.
Oh, fireworks. Hey.
That was loud.
I know. It was, like, right down the street, a big old firework.
I've not seen anywhere here that's selling fireworks this year, which is really weird.
Huh. Oh, man. Oh, yes, New Orleans. Halloween. We are going. We are going to have a good time.
It's going to be so crazy for Halloween down there.
Halloween is wonderful there. Hopefully it's not cold, because when we went, it was freezing, and it was still a good time, but it was cold. So, it all depends.
I want to be all proper and have, like, a finely made suit and one of those fancy little pea coats that usually only skinny people wear, but I'm going to get one for big dudes. And I'm going to wear fancy gloves and a scarf, because I've never worn a scarf.
Yes, and then you should also have a mustache that twirls up, and you can, like, rub your mustache and smoke a cigar.
I have a really horrible mustache when it grows out because it, I don't know, my face is weird when it comes to hair. I can't trim up goatees and shit very well. Like, I mean, I'm going to have to go to a black barber and get them to do it. Like, they straighten all those dudes' hair and stuff. I'm going to be like, straighten me up, yo. And they're going to kick me out because I'm white.
And you should get a fade. That'd be sweet.
You didn't know me when I was in school. I mean, my hair back then, I had waves in my hair. I had, like, the blackest hair on the white kid you ever seen. Like, when my hair would grow out, I would get, like, deep waves in it. And my hair was apparently naturally curly. But when I lived in Florida, I let my hair grow out down past my shoulders, and the saltwater air, like, killed the curl, and I just had really long hair. I want that hair again because I'm going to go in bald.
Oh, no.
I'm losing hair. I've got that receding hairline. I wish I still had that long hair. If I hadn't cut my hair, it would be like almost a decade's worth of growth on it, and it would probably be down past my butt, and it would be awesome.
I would love to see a picture of you with long hair. That'd be awesome.
I don't have any, like, well, I do have some of me when I was in Florida with my crazy ex, and it's like a Christmas picture where there's, like, little barrettes, like kids' barrettes on the front of my hair, and the hair's hanging down in my eyes. But, yeah, it was so long at one point when I worked for Sprint that I would sit there and twirl. I would always, like, throw my hair back like a girl does. And then two of my friends were like, you need to cut your hair. So I went and got this old lady to cut my hair. And when I took a shower that night, I realized that she only had trimmed the sides of it, and the top of my hair flopped down past my chin when I took a shower. So that was cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to grow my hair out. It's really hard for me to grow my hair out because it gets to that point
you're always shaving parts of your head, too.
I know. I shaved the side. I did. Just a couple days ago. Corey wasn't too happy, but I have to have a little bit of funk in me. I can't just all be working for the man. You know, I need to have a little punk. And I can cover it up. I mean, my job, I'm sure, wouldn't want me to have my shaved side, but I've got to cover the punk.
I'm tired of working for the man.
Yeah. The sad fact is, most people have to work for the man in some way, you know? Like, I know, like, high school, I was like, I'm never going to be like my mom, be a slave to people and work for, and, you know, we all end up being adults and having to work for people and working, you know, doing all that horrible, horrible stuff. But it sucks. You grow up and you find out, oh, shit. I'm doing everything that my parents did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that when I was in high school and my dad was healthy and my mom was working, he was working. There was a long time period there where they had at least $40,000 in the bank at all times. And it was like no big deal. Anything we wanted, they either used credit cards, and they actually kept their bills paid on their credit cards, and which is amazing. Seeing as how any kind of debt I incur now, I'm just like, fuck it, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. I've had one credit card, and that's it. I don't really do credit cards. I don't know. I don't want that kind of debt. My cousin, she had over $70,000 worth of debt on credit cards at, like, 25. And it's just, I don't want to be in debt to anybody, you know. If I could, I would. I don't trust banks. I don't trust putting money in banks and things of that sort. You know,
well,
I'd prefer
either.
Just to do all cash if I could, you know.
I've got a debit card through work, and that's what all my pay is deposited on. So I just go get cash off or whatever and then leave some on there for later because I'm not going back into a bank account. I'll keep it on a card or If I really need to, I'll just pop it all off and keep it with me.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I've learned. Banks aren't trustworthy. My apologies to any of you out there who work for a bank, but y'all need to leave and go find a better job, one that pays just as much. Or, you know, no, I better not say that. I may get imprisoned.
You might get put on the watch list.
No, I have more money in my hands tonight at work than I have in, like, years and years combined. I held, like, $3,000 or $4,000 in my hands.
That's nice. No, I just, you know, I'd rather go to a credit union and put my money into a credit union than I would a nationalized bank. That's just me. I got my reasons, you know. But New Year coming up. So you want to go to New Orleans. What else do you want to do?
Get a vehicle of my own again, but that probably won't happen this year unless a miracle happens. My honest to goodness real goal is to have a happy year, and I just want to have a happy, good year and not have a year where things go bad and go wrong. And I think I'm starting things off on the right foot by having a job as the new year rolls around. You know, I may talk a lot of shit about my job, but the fact of the matter is I do have a job, and there are lots of people out there who don't, and I was one of those for a long time. So I may talk trash, but I am thankful for that, for actually being able to work.
Yeah, it's a good start, you know. Every year is going to have its ups and downs. You know, hopefully our years have more ups than downs. But, you know, this year was really good.
I also resolved to get married.
Aw.
No, not really.
We're going to have to hook you up. Single ladies listening to this. Joey is an awesome guy. He lives in Tennessee. He has a job. And he wants to get married.
Don't want to get married. I don't want babies. I have one now that I'm trying to take care of.
He wants 2.5 babies, and
he will pull those
into you.
As long as those babies are cats, yeah, we can have 2.5 cats. I've got one already and like 60 outside.
I'm trying to make a love connection for you, Joey. Let the love flow.
I don't want a love connection. I'm willing to let my love flow, but it's not going to be a love connection. I don't want a relationship. I just want someone who will love me and my cats. And
I think that's a relationship, though. Just saying.
I'm so easy to please. Just love me and my cat and my mom, and we're good to go.
There you go.
I'll take you to McDonald's and Taco Bell, and we'll watch scary movies and talk about weird shit that pops into my head at 2 a.m.
See,
how
one
about
girl
that?
Wouldn't
now,
want that.
I know, right?
I know. I'm
not afraid to buy you tampons if you need them. See, that should earn me marriage right there.
That should. And you don't call your bitches hoes.
I don't call my bitches hoes.
That's good.
But I do call my hoes bitches.
Oh, snap. Yeah, but in a serious note, any ladies out there that want to get with this fine Joseph, let me know. I'll hook you up. I'll be the love connection for the new year.
And then our ones of listeners are like, why don't you get with them? We could become Mormon and have like a weird multi-marriage thing, except there's two men in this one.
Yeah. I think they should have, you know, a Mormon thing where women get to have multiple husbands. Because we all know that girls like, you know, different things at different times. I would at least, I can manage, I know personally I can manage at least three guys, you know?
Hey, I'm not, I don't have a problem with that, because there's plenty of days where I'm just like not in the mood for relationship stuff and you've got somebody else to hop on. So, you know, there's days
when
I'm tired.
I mean,
that works.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If guys can do it, girls can do it, and girls could probably do it even better because, you know, we'll just, like, rotate you guys. Like, one day I'm with husband number one, next day number three. You know, each one could be different. You'll have the romantic, sappy, you know, sick puppy love. Then you'll have, like, the hardcore, like, guy that's the bad boy that, you know, will, like, smack you and call you a bitch. And then you'll have the other one who's, like, laid back and, I don't know, real serious and wears glasses, I guess.
See, the cool thing about that is that I'm capable of all three of those things, and there's only certain people that have seen that bitch-slapping side of me, and I haven't gotten to let it out in a long time, and I want to.
Well, girls, if you want to get smacked, you know where it's at.
See, I'm a nice guy, but I seriously want to throw on some latex, grab a whip, and smack that ass sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, screw writing somebody a love letter. You smack them on the butt and tell them that's mine. That's good enough. That's good enough right
there. I will get a blade and carve my love into your body. If you're into that, I have a knife that I use at work that I can use on your butt cheeks. So call me.
You got a box opener.
I have a box cutter I kept one from when I worked at Walmart, and I will use it on you to show my love.
Just carve your initials in their butt cheek when they're asleep.
Yeah, you should totally tell your man that you're adopting me as your second lover. We're going to have a leather family.
Yeah, he would totally be down for that, I'm sure. He'd be like, yeah, sure, bring him on up. Then I'd probably have to deal with, like, him, you know, wanting to date one of his lesbian friends, since he has, like, 20 girls that he considers all lesbian friends.
Well, honestly, If you're with me and him, he probably could have someone else. See, that's the bad thing about relationships like that. You get jealous if the other person has someone else. I've done it before where I was in an open relationship with someone and we both had somebody else. And I was jealous all the time because she was always like, I'm touching his penis. I'm like, you fucking whore.
Yeah, polyamorous relationship. I mean, that's another subject I'm always fascinated with because, you know, those people seem to be, if you do it right, I guess, you know, with multiple lovers and actually being in relationships with them. I've always thought it would be neat to do, but I have a very big jealous side. So I don't know if that goes away if you do it properly. I would really love to talk to somebody who does, who actually lives that kind of lifestyle, because I'm having fireworks over my head right now. But it's a very interesting concept. And those people seem to be happy. And, you know, I don't know if everyone, what are your beliefs? Do you believe people should be monogamous, or, you know, do you think that's in our nature to actually be that way, or is that more of a societal, you know, pressure?
I think it is a societal pressure. I mean, the question that's asked, and I'm sure a lot of people say only men ask this, and it's not true. It's the question of, can you be in love with more than one person at once? And the answer is yes, because you know how I am. Like, I've told you various people how at the same time it's like, I want this person. It's that craving for... I think it's that urge inside of us to just, it's part of it's to pass on our genetics. The other part is sex is fun, and we want to have sex. And why not have sex with whoever you want, as long as they want to have it with you, without having those feelings? I think you should be able to do whatever makes you happy, as long as the people that you're with are consenting.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, society's going to look down on anyone who doesn't meet their belief system.
Well, we all know that marriage is just a legal contract that, back in the day, that's how people expanded their empires, expanded their lands, is they married into other families who had more than they did, okay? Or the woman would be, you know, your child would be some way to get more, you know, expand your own properties and things of that sort. So marriage to me, although I like the idea of marriage, I believe being monogamous is a choice. It's a choice, not, you know, it's a choice, basically, that I think if you love somebody and they want that, then you make that choice to be monogamous with them. But it's not necessarily, like, if you're not that way, you know, it that's fine, too. And I think what a lot of people, what happens to people is they get in relationships and they're not being honest with the fact that they don't want to be monogamous or by, you know, some people just are horn dogs, you know? And I really think if people were more honest and were like, look, you know, I can't be that way, you know, they wouldn't be cheating and things of that sort. Because, you know, there's as much guys as we think as guys being cheating, girls cheat as well. And they probably cheat even more because they don't get caught. So, you know, this whole that men are horn dogs, women are horny too. I'm sorry, women are probably more horny than guys. And
girls have this way of, if they are caught by their man doing wrong, they always find a way to turn it around to where it's the guy's fault, even though the guy has not done anything wrong the 9 times out of 10. And I personally don't think that if the other person in a relationship has done something wrong, that that's like automatically means the other person should be like, well, I'm going to go screw this person. That's stupid. And it just, you know, I've had bad relationships all my life, and it just seems like, you said it best. I think you cursed me when you told me that I always fall for people with problems, because it's all the fucking times now. And I think you cursed me.
I did not curse you. That's a legit...
You cursed me.
No, because I was telling you that to show you that you can change that, because I definitely believe you attract to you what, you know, what you want, and especially with love. Like, if you don't think you deserve a certain type of love, you're not going to get it, you know? So that's all I was telling you there, you know? Attract what you think, you know that you deserve respect and someone to love you and not be an ass and not be, you know, 1 minute hot and next minute cold like a Katy Perry song. So, you know, when you are able to realize what you really want, then you can attract that to you. That's all I was saying. I would have had to go through it too. Like, I had, you know, I was in a relationship with a guy who I wanted to be married to, but, you know, he decided having sex with his roommates in the shower. You know, just things like that. You always attract. So I've gone through looking at myself in the mirror and having to analyze what exactly do I really want from a relationship.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't curse you. I gave you the opportunity to attract to you what you really deserve.
Well, my ideal lover / girlfriend / whatever she wants to call herself should be someone who wants to be all mushy and lovey-dovey, but then wants me to, like, choke her from behind during sex. That's what I want. I like to just play rough in the house and play 1950s lovey-dovey husband outside the house.
So it's going to be like a brutal torture chamber inside the house. And then when you step outside, it'll be the perfect couple.
Basically.
Basically. Well, there we go. Hopefully
it doesn't have to
listening.
Be brutal.
Some girls like it brutal. There's a lot of girls who like a little pain. You know, just saying. Whips, chains.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bring the chain. Did you say anal plugs?
Yes, I did.
You know, this reminds me of a story. A few years ago, they opened up a porn store here, and they had an actual porn star there. I forgot her name. But I went in there a few times, and they had a butt plug that was so large that I don't understand how it could be humanly possible to even do anything with that. It was literally like a 20-pound butt plug. Like, it sat on the floor like a stool, and it was like mushroom kind of shaped. It looked like a rocket ship taking off to your butthole.
Yeah, I've seen those. Actually, I went to one of those sex stores back in the day with my gay uncle. And my gay uncle is one of those guys who has like hot pink, like, sweatpants. And he'll be like, this is my gay uncle as I introduce him. And he's like, why do you tell everybody I'm gay? Like, no, they don't know at all that you're gay. But anyways, my gay uncle went in and we found this really big one. Not as probably big as yours, but he seriously was going to buy it. And I was like, ew. But the lesson to that story is my gay uncle has had a lot of butt play. And so when he gets colds and stuff, he has to buy diapers because if he sneezes or coughs, he shits himself. So the story to that, kids, is butt play is okay, but not all the time. Because you don't want to be like 35 and wearing diapers when you have a cold.
Oh, my God. Oh, your uncle reminds me of the guy who runs the local porn store. When you walk in, he's like, hi, honey, how are you? He's really nice. And you can ask him any question. Like, I got my friend a call one time. He's like, do you have any movies with animals in it? Like, we were serious. We were wanting to know. It's before we learned that that's illegal. He's like, no, honey, we don't keep that here. But we got anything else you could like? And they do.
You can get that stuff online, just saying.
I get my pornography for free.
That's true. It's true. You can get porn for free now. But
thank goodness my phone has LTE compatibility.
It's true. This New Year's.
It's no wonder
no
one has called into this episode.
They're probably too scared. They're probably like butt plug, anal play, diapers. What is going on? The madness.
No, they probably say that and they're like, I do that every night. Bring in the new year by sitting on something large and angular.
We will have to definitely continue our sex stories and sexual conversations.
We'll continue this next New Year's because we're going to be serious from now on.
Yeah, serious. Yeah. Well, we do have January where it's all going to be about vampires. I just want to put that plug in. So stay tuned. We're going to have some interesting – I'm working on some interesting people coming on who, you know, claim they're like part dragon, part something, and they're 100 years old and – I'm excited. I always find people who claim to be vampires and vampirism fascinating. So everyone should call in if you have a story as well or an encounter. Because I know some girls who have some encounters that they should talk about.
Well, we're down to 10 seconds, and I want to tell everyone to have a happy and safe New Year's, and we'll talk to you
happy
next
New
week.
Happy New Year's, everyone. Remember, anal play is okay, as long as you don't do it every day. And that was my wrap for the night.
Goodbye.
Toodaloo.